Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a story that just came out on Zero Hedge, where a Fed official has leaked, I think accidentally, what their true intentions are. And I'll let the cat out of the bag. It's to bring down the stock market in order to curb inflation, or at least the headline CPI. Because where it is right now is politically unpalatable. So the politicians know that they cannot get reelected, especially in the Biden administration, if the CPI is at 8.5%. But if at least they can get it trending down, then that's going to increase the probabilities of them being able to buy your vote. So how do you do that without increasing interest rates? Well, you just talk like Paul Volcker. You act like Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, but you talk like Paul Volcker. That's really what's going on here. And what they're trying to do is trying to bring down asset prices in order to bring down aggregate demand, in order to bring down the rate of headline CPI without having to actually raise rates to a point that would absolutely collapse not only the economy, but the stock market as well. That's kind of the balancing act. And I've been saying this a lot in my video. Now the Fed is actually coming out and admitting this. And I also wanted to go over a story from CNBC that talks about Stan Druckenmiller pretty much taking my investment approach. And I'm not going to say, obviously, Stan Druckenmiller didn't get it from me. But it's nice to see that the approach I've been taking with my own portfolio, it's nice to see Stan Druckenmiller is doing the exact same thing. That's always encouraging. Whenever the CNBC is doing one thing and I'm doing the opposite along with Stan Druckenmiller, that makes me feel very good. That helps me sleep well at night. And we'll go into exactly what that is in a moment. Well, let's go to this article from Zero Hedge. And Fed's George. Maybe they're talking about George Gammon. I highly doubt it. They're talking about Esther George. So this gal is, I'm not sure. Oh, she's the Kansas City Fed president. So Esther George says central bank watching stocks confirms Fed is okay with lower stock prices. And I think this really confirms that the Fed is trying to bring down stock prices. So ever since the Fed realized it had made a horrible mistake by repeating erroneously for almost a year and a half that inflation was transitory and how now they're hell-bent on crushing inflation. Yes, but again, they're hell-bent on crushing inflation with their words, not really their actions. They can sit there and tell you that they're acting tough all they want. But the bottom line, your trump card, your mic drop moment, if you will, is just by simply saying, how tough can you possibly be when interest rates are at 75 basis points? What do you mean you're tough on inflation? Is that some sort of joke? You know, we've got real yields or real interest rates at 7%, roughly. I mean, come on. You got negative interest rates at 7%. You're telling me that you're being tough on inflation? So again, you guys, I'm beating a dead horse here, but they're talking tough. But in reality, they're behaving, they're talking like hawks, but they're behaving like doves. So the Fed speaker, after another, has tried to convince markets that after 12 years of pushing up the biggest stock bubble in history, Fed suddenly no longer cares. Yeah, well, I don't know that they don't care about the stock market. They're just trying to take the path of least resistance, and they have to bring down inflation. So they're trying to do that without destroying the economy. And the only release valve they see is the stock market. Now, whether that will work or not is a completely different question. That's all depending on the supply side. But there is no doubt in my mind that if the stock market gets cut in half, as an example, that that will decrease aggregate demand and purchasing power significantly. So this is came from Esther George today. And again, she's Fed chair or Fed president, excuse me, of the Kansas City Fed. She's speaking on CNBC and one of the Fed's original hawks, said that the rough week in the equity markets was not surprising and reflected the central bank's policy tightening. But the turmoil, and again, does it really reflect the Fed's policy tightening, or them just talking about how they're tightening or they're going to get tough? You know, they're talking like Paul Volcker. But the turmoil doesn't alter her support for half point interest rate hikes to cool. See, there you go. So if you're really Paul Volcker, why aren't you increasing interest rates by 100 basis points or 200 basis points? In fact, why don't you normalize rates? And what are you waiting for? I mean, this is what Schiff says all the time, and he's spot on. Why not? If you're that tough, then no, they can't. So this is what you see even with Esther George, is that she can sit there and talk very tough. She can talk like a hawk, but do we want to raise interest rates 1%, 2%, 3%, Esther, to really bring down inflation? Oh, no. Let's not get too crazy. Let's stick with the 50 basis point hike. they're so transparent, aren't they? Looking at the stock market is an important price signal, as many others are. See, this is a time of uncertainty. Oh, by the way, Esther, let me know or refresh my memory. When were we in a time of certainty? Because pretty much everything the Fed has said with certainty has turned out not to be true. Remember the subprime that was supposed to be contained? Bernanke said that with authority. What happened there? Or remember when Janet Yellen said that unwinding the balance sheet would be like watching paint dry? She said that was certainty. Wah, wah, wah. And then remember how adamant Jerome Powell was that inflation was transitory? So my point here is whenever they say something with authority, with certainty, quote unquote, that's when you know that they're most likely going to be wrong. Or just when they open their mouth, either or. It's like that thing, how do you know when a politician is lying, you know, whenever they've got their mouth open or something like that. It's been a rough week in the equity market, she said, adding that what we are looking for is the transmission of our policy through markets understanding and that tightening should be expected. Again, this is just all nonsense. It's all psychology. It's all expectations policy. It's all bark, no bite. It is one of the avenues through which tighter fiscal conditions. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm sick and tired of Esther George here. You get it. The bottom line is the Fed is doing exactly what I've been talking about, and that's they're trying to target the stock market to bring down CPI. That's their objective, and they're trying to talk it down so they don't actually have to raise interest rates. So let's move over to what Stan Druckenmiller is doing, and this is under their paywall, CNBC Pro. I think they did copy me here. As soon as I came out with Rebel Capitalist Pro, that, you know, like 2 weeks later, CNBC comes out with CNBC Pro. They're definitely watching my YouTube channel and they're stealing all of my ideas. So Druckenmiller is betting against the wider market while seeing value in energy stocks. So of course I can't read it because there's no way I would ever pay for CNBC Pro. But you can get the gist of the story just from the title. And like I've been saying, I see stock prices go down. I see a recession that's no certainties, only probabilities. But I think the probability is high we go into a recession. That's another thing, actually, I spoke to Peter Schiff about. If you go back to my last video, is how he believes, and he was saying this on the phone, that we very well could get another quarter of negative GDP growth, just like we got in Q1. So how can the Fed sit there and say the economy is strong when we actually have the economy contracting as indicated by the GDP number? But I think the probability of recession is high. I think the probability that the stock market continues to go down is high. Even if the Fed is just talking, even if their bark is bigger than their bite, I still think the bark in and of itself is enough to continue to bring down share prices. And now I'm not going to buy until they get cheaper. We see panic. That's what I'm waiting for. But I'm definitely have more cash on the sidelines, as most of you know from watching my videos, than I typically would. And it's less than ideal, I understand, because I'm losing purchasing power from the standpoint of goods and services. You know, I've got cash and inflation's running at probably 15% in if you look in at reality, not just what the CPI says. But I still am okay having to pay that opportunity cost to have the dry powder, because I think the probability is high that we can get some assets super cheap, like hopefully energy stocks and commodity stocks. But if I had to buy something right now, it would definitely be what Druckenmiller is buying. And that's, coal, uranium, because I think that even if now is not a great entry, we're in a long-term super cycle. And so the price in 10, 15 years is going to be much higher than it is today, even adjusted for inflation. That's what I believe. That's, again, no certainties, only probabilities. You need to make that decision on your own. But that's what I'm doing with my own portfolio. And it looks like Druckenmiller is doing something that's very similar. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Definitely check out Rebel Capitalist Live. Brent Johnson is actually going to be there. I forgot to mention it on the last video. Brent and Peter are going to come on the show and do another debate on the dollar. But Snyder's going to be there. Joseph Wang, Kiyosaki, Doug Casey, Chris Martinson, all your favorites from the Rebel Capitalist show. So go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now. Get your tickets. We'll see you in Miami June 24th through the 26th. And I'll see you in the next video.